The story that won't go away. That's what I'm calling it. It's like Friday the 13th. You ever see Friday the 13th? Come on. Come on. You guys have seen Friday the 13th, right? And the Jason Voorhees character, it never dies. Never dies. They kill it. Bah! And then, you know, the next movie that comes out, he's alive again. You're like, God, he won't die. Just won't die. Okay? Just won't die. So, the Facebook story is also a story that won't die. We talked about it a few days ago. We actually wrote a story about it. It's a good story, and it's gotten a lot of traction on the website. A lot of people read it. A lot of people enjoyed it. A lot of people loved it. I don't know if they loved it, but I don't know. But the piece was about my conservative friend's outrage over Facebook and how they controlled their newsfeed. I mean, by now you know that the newsfeed where you see the hot topics that are going through there are not by algorithms or whatever the hell they claimed they were. They were actually by about 20 or 25 Ivy Leaguers, some East Coast leftist Ivy Leaguers, and they're pumping in that news feed what they want everybody in the Facebook world to read. So it's not hot topics. It's not something that everybody's talking about. They're hot topics because they made them hot topics. They made it seem like Black Lives Matter was this organic, just visceral, uprising of angst and anger and no, it wasn't. It was the same Occupy Wall Street people. It's all the same crap. It's all the same George Soros-funded, outrage at the end of the day, manufactured. So these kids would pump in these news feeds what they wanted out there, and they would suppress any conservative stories or anything that put liberals in a bad light. So everyone's outraged, and I basically talked about the ignorance of people in my party for thinking that Facebook was some type of impartial organization. Like Mark Zuckerberg has a long history, like really long history of being a over the top leftist activist. End of story. So the outrage has just been swift and fast to the point where Mark Zuckerberg wanted to meet with leading conservatives, so he could talk to them and put their minds to rest that there is no shenanigans going around in Facebook, that the story was BS. It was a hit piece on Facebook. It was a hit piece. And they, and I'm saying Facebook, found no evidence that the report was true. That they don't have people that are weeding out conservative stories and replacing them with liberal news and things of that nature. No. No. And the conservative leaders consist of Glenn Beck. Conservative leader. Dana Perino. Arthur Brooks. And last but not least, yes, one of the most influential, and I mean influential, conservative thinkers. I mean, are you ready? Are you ready? S.E. Cup. Yes! Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. S.E. Cup will be at this historic, it's epic, okay? This is a epic meeting. It's like a meeting with the heads. You know, in the mafia world, the heads of the five family. You know, this is the meeting with the heads of the five conservative retards. That's what this is. Glenn Beck, Dana Perino, S.E. Cup, Arthur Brooks. Oh, man, I got... Oh, and Zach. Hi, yeah! Zach Moffitt. He's Mitt Romney's former digital director. There you go. Heads of the five retards. Okay? Heads of the five conservative retards. There you go. And they're going to meet with Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And Glenn Beck puts on his little Facebook or whatever. Yeah, his Facebook page. I was contacted by Mark Zuckerberg's office this morning about going out to see him in Menlo Park Wednesday. They have had the same problem that many in the media in Silicon Valley face: suppression about conservative voices and ideas. Many voices and posts were deleted. So that was Glenn Beck's talking about his big Zuckerberg thing. Let me finish. Many voices and posts were deleted or ensured to never trend, according to a report. Ted Cruz, CPAC, The Blaze, and I were specifically named. Mark wanted to meet with 8 or 10 of us to explain what happened and to assure that it won't happen again. How does a company who allowed voices to be heard in Iran and Egypt, which sparked revolution, silence voices of anyone here. I'm trying to rearrange my schedule to see if I can make it. Because, of course, I'm very, very busy. And, of course, I'm very, very successful. Busy schedule. It would be interesting to look him in the eye as he explains. And a win for all voices if we could come to a place of real trust with this powerful tool. He wants to look in Mark Zuckerberg's soul like it's George Bush and Vladimir Putin. Facebook is, to me, a tool, not unlike radio, TV, or even the telephone. It is a wide as a broadcast, but it's personal. We could connect with one another the world over, unlike anything man has ever seen before. But Glenn, let me just throw this out to all my conservative retards. You realize that Facebook is a business. It's a corporation. Okay? It's a corporation. And before it was on the stock, but before they went public, it was a private business, okay? They're not the newspaper. Their goal isn't, listen to me, stupid. Listen to me, Glenn Beck, you stupid. Their goal was never to be a newspaper. Matter of fact, their goal was to rate hot chicks. That was their goal. Mark Zuckerberg was a jilted dweeb. Okay? He was a jilted dweeb who stole the Facebook idea from two twins who were going to another Ivy League school. He stole the idea, and when a girl broke up with him, he put her picture on a website versus other girls' pictures, and then everybody in the school can vote who is the hotter chick. Okay? And then from there, it evolved into Candy Crush and every other stupid, goofy thing that will get you lost while you're on Facebook, and before you know it, you've sucked up 8-9 hours of your life. Okay? This isn't public broadcasting, you stupid mother effer. It's a company. It's a corporation. And coming from my conservative friends who are so about, don't interfere with private businesses. You can't get involved. You can't tell a corporation to pay more tax. You can't make a corporation raise minimum wage. Imagine this. Imagine this from Glenn Beck and the five heads of the conservative retards. Think about this. These effing morons, okay, these effing morons are crying and screaming, okay? They're crying and screaming and screaming and crying that the government wants to force companies to raise minimum wage, provide their workers with health care, create safety standards, whether it's coal mines or things of that nature. So these conservative retards, okay, every day go on their shows and scream and yell about how evil liberals are and horrible. The Democrats are, and horrible Obama, and look what he's doing, and this is private businesses, this is government. And now they want to tell Facebook, hey, you better put these stories up. You don't take these stories down. You better include stories about Effie Cup and Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz, and you bet. Are you kidding me? Are you people that effing retarded? They can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. Mark Zuckerberg didn't create this business to, you know, provide world peace. People go on there and stalk their ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends. They go on there and play games. Are you kidding me? Glenn Beck and the five retards. You guys are so concerned with the government and their overreach. Rather, it's the minimum wage, healthcare, but yet you want the government to step in and tell Facebook what they can and cannot print. What, are you kidding me? Are you people effing retarded? Yeah, I answered my own question. These are exciting. I'll get back to this moron. These are exciting times for personal freedom, pursuit, and identity. If it is to be ambiguous as Alexander Graham Bell's invention, it must remain as unbiased as doubtful. But it wasn't supposed to be ambiguous, you moron. It wasn't supposed to be ambiguous. Zuckerberg never said that wasn't. That wasn't the Facebook premise. Jesus. Just get a history lesson into Facebook. Man. Facebook truly is the only communal experience we now have in some ways. We need to see what the other side is talking about. No, we don't, Glenn. Man, I mean, Jesus. Again, my conservative friends, they've lost their minds. They're effing retards. They really are. They're outraged over Facebook. They want government intervention in Facebook. They want Facebook. They should be saying this about network television. They should be saying this about the Effie Cup. Think about this moron. This putz. She's on CNN, okay? She's on CNN. Think about the umbrella of CNN. Think about the conglomerate, the media conglomerate that is part of CNN and what they own, okay? Think about her boss, what's his name? Zuckerman. It's almost like Zuckerberg. Jeffrey Zucker. I think that's Zucker. Why aren't they outraged over the network that they work for and how every piece of information that is disseminated from every aspect of the company she works for is a liberal leftist mouthpiece? I mean, if I, you know, going back and these retards, they should be more concerned about network TV. That's what they should be. They should be more concerned about network TV. About the newspapers. Time Warner. Think about it. Time Warner owns CNN. Time Warner. Time Warner is also your internet service. So the way Glenn Beck disseminates his crappy TV show, The Blaze, chances are, is disseminated through Time Warner Cable. And if he's not disseminating it through Time Warner Cable, the retards that watch his show are wired through Time Warner. I mean, these morons want to be part of a movement. Start talking about connecting with the world and having, the voices heard from the other side. Can't just be all one side. Why don't they start with CNN? Why don't they start with Time Warner? Why don't they start with, the list goes on. I mean, seriously, the list goes on. Start with TBS. Stupid. Oh, God. Oh, God, I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I'm almost getting ready to do a Glenn Beck prayer. I mean, he likes to pray. Or pray. Yeah, I don't want to say that wrong. But I am. I'm almost ready to do Glenn Beck prayer. And that's where I wish for his death. Not death, but his maiming. Where I wish for him to be disfigured. And I wish for him to get growths on his head and things of that nature. Okay. So let me finish this so we can get done. I'm trying to rearrange my schedule, see if I can make it. It'll be interesting to come in the eye. Okay, he wants to be Putin. Got it. Alexander Graham Bell. Yep, okay. Okay. Facebook truly is the only communal experience we now have in some ways. We need to see what the other side is talking about. We read different news. We shop different places. We even eat at different brands of food. This isn't America I remember or want, do you? Let's trust people enough to listen to each other and decide without traffic cops or a new Hays Code. Again, CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, Washington Post, New York Times, BuzzFeed, Fox. The list goes on and on. The Jimmy Fallon Show, Stephen Colbert Show, Last Night with John Oliver, Bill Maher. I mean, we could go down the line. We could go to network TV shows from the Goldbergs, Black-ish. We can go down the line. There is no conservative to Glee, Louie. We can go down the line. There's there is no other side. Okay? From 8 to 9, after you watch Glee, okay, after you're like, wow, hello, what's this Glee? After you watch Glee, from 9 to 10, there's not a show on about a rough and tumble high school in Crawford, Texas. There's nothing like that, okay? Where there's an episode of a guy going, let's start a Glee Club! And then they stuff him in a trash can. There's nothing like that. So don't tell me, Glenn Beck, that there's another side. There's nothing like that. Stupid. Stupid. Oh, I'm getting it. Okay, I'm going to pray in a minute. Okay, here we go. And while the question will be answered Wednesday is, will Mark opportunity to free all points, cops? Okay, the question then you'll get, well, they are a private business, and I support their right to run it any way they desire without government interference. It would be wonderful if a tool like Facebook independently choose to hold up freedom of speech and freedom of association as a corporate principle. Doesn't count if they are doing it because of boycotts or pressure groups. In fact, if he had the balls to tell me that he was courting me due to pressure groups, I would disagree with his business plan, but join him in the fight to make his own decisions with his company against the pressure groups. I will stand for any man's right to be truly free and run his business the way he sees fit. Enough of beating people into submission. That is not who we are. Unless, of course, you are a Trump supporter, because that's all we do on my show is beat the crap. Beat the crap. Beat the crap out of Donald Trump. Okay. It will make lasting difference if he actually wants a place where all ideas are treated equally, even those he or they may disagree with. That is bravery and real freedom. I fear if they don't, the big government establishment progressives will at some point make Facebook a utility and destroy it for everyone. It's already a utility, stupid. I'm going Wednesday. I hope to join business icon and a woman with a spine of steel, Carly Fiorina. Well, I'm sorry, Glenn, but you are a retard, okay? You are a big, giant retard. End of story. So that's the Glenn Beck. That's the Glenn Beck Facebook letter. Guy's such a moron. Seriously, he's just such a moron. He really is. Glenn Beck and the five heads of the conservative retard movement. Essie Cupp. What a moron she is. Dana Perino. Just another moron. I mean, they really are morons. They really are. They really are. I don't know how to stress it any more than that. I don't. Zach Moffitt. Anybody that works for Mitt Romney or worked for Mitt Romney, just de facto loser. I mean, the guy's a loser. He lost twice. Man. And more on him when we come back. But I just wanted to get the horror movie out of the way. It's the creature that won't die. Okay? It's the creature that won't die. Man. What the hell's going on today? All right, I got to take a break. Do I dare want to do this? Okay, that's it. Go ahead. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Suzette. I live in California, and I agree with you about Glenn Beck. He needs to butt his nose out of private business.
Yes, Suzette, listen to me. Do you listen to Glenn Beck?
I used to, and then I saw right through him that my eyes opened up, and I just said, I can't do this anymore. What was I thinking? I wasn't, anyway, and he left FNC, and from what I heard, you know, he's still spewing his, I don't know, he's still, what do they call it, politicking, where he doesn't need to be anymore because he's influenced, trying to put his personal opinions when he says it's not his personal opinions, that this is the way things are in the world. And they aren't. It's his world according to Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
things don't run that way.
I, I hate him. I hate him. And I was gonna do one of my prayers, but then I seen that you called, so I wanted to pick it up and see what you thought. But I appreciate that. Anything else? Who are you supporting in the race? Who are you supporting in the race?
I'm actually a Republican. He's a conservative. Romney sucks. He's an idiot. He's a conservative. They're all conservatives that are politicians are idiots, and they're going to lose their seats, and they're going to lose their shirts, and they did it to themselves. They need to be more open-minded and not be so into themselves and what they think the world should be, because it's not. There's more people in the world than just them.
All right. So who do you like? If Hillary makes it, and it's Hillary versus Trump, who are you going with?
The lesser of two evils, for me anyway, I would have to go with Trump.
There you go.
And
that is a great answer.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I'll keep listening. You got some good stuff to say.
All right, honey. Thank you, and I will. We're going to talk about Romney in about 1 minute, so keep listening.
Okay, thank you very much, Rob. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was it. That was, I think she said her name was Suzette. I think that was it. Yeah, that was Suzette, I think. I wrote it down, Suzette.